Well, I am delighted to speak directly to friends who have supported the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. This Christmas season, as we celebrate the coming of Christ in flesh, my mind inevitably flashes back to Palestine. Palestine, of course, the birthplace of Jesus Christ, or for that matter, to Antioch in Syria, where the disciples of Jesus Christ were first called Christians, or for that matter, to Asia Minor, where St. Paul planted the seeds of the first Christian communities. Now, why? Why does my mind flash back to those places? Well, in part because these are the very places where Christians are now facing mass genocide. I think, for example, of Mosul. This is Iraq's second largest city, where more than 100,000 Christians have been displaced from their homes, where I so often focus on the Gaza Strip, where a mere 1,000 Christians have survived the ominous persecutions of our century. I mean, Gaza is one of the most populated areas in the world, and imagine that there are only 1,000, maybe less than 1,000 believers, Christians, people who take the sacred name of Christ upon their lips, left in that place. And this is not the only place where modern-day persecution rages. Over the last 10 years or so, I have spent a good amount of time in China. And I can tell you that the China of the last decade is no longer the China of today. Doors that were once wide open have been slammed shut. Steeples have been toppled from churches, all under the guise that the skies belong to communism and not to Christ. And even in America, Christianity is now experiencing what it is to be crushed by the iron boot of the LGBTQ community. Think of being a Christian staffer, for example, at a daycare center and not addressing a six-year-old boy as a girl and then being fired on account of it. Or the near passing this year in California of AB 2943, which threatened to eliminate the whole counseling perspective if, in fact, your counseling perspective is a biblical counseling perspective. These are all poignant realities. Realities 2,000 years following the first advent of Christ. And this is the generation in which you and I have been called to make a difference, to be salt and light, to be transformed, to transform the culture. There's not a lot we can do about the last generation or perhaps about the next generation, but we can do a great deal now. In fact, we must do a great deal now in this generation because, as Oz Guinness has rightly said, we are on the brink of losing 2,000 years of Christian history and heritage. Well, on a personal level, I want to say that 2018 has been a remarkable year for me. It is my first full year of battling cancer. Some of you may know that I was diagnosed April 15th, 2017, and by God's grace, on November 7 of this year, precisely 1 year after a failed attempt at a bone marrow transplant, a remarkable thing has happened. My doctor looked up from the results of my CT scan and told me that I am now officially in remission. And while I have been totally at peace with whatever God's plans or purposes are for me, it was amazing to hear that my tumors have effectively vanished. This has been what's been a remarkable year in many other ways as well. My book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion has now been in bookstores for a full year. And there have been some, well, intimidating moments. I am so grateful for the worldwide response this book has already received. I'm presently immersed in writing what I hope to be the most important book of all. In fact, I just got up from my computer to rush in and do this. But that book titled Truth Matters, Life Matters More, is a book that has a deadline of January 30, and the release date later on in 2019. But this has been an incredible year on many other fronts as well. Not only my writing, it has been the first full year of the Hank Unplugged podcast, with our mission to bring the world's most interesting, informative, inspirational people directly to you in conversation. And by the way, judging from the avalanche of five-star ratings on iTunes, we have a satisfying sense of mission accomplished. Let me give you just an example of a five-star rating. This is headed by the words, "Absolutely the best. I have listened to the Bible Answer Man broadcast for over 30 years, and what I have learned has been invaluable. But these podcasts have taken the broadcast to a whole new level. Always looking forward to the next interview." Here's another, a five-star rating. "Many people have had the opportunity to hear Hank for decades on his popular radio show, now available in podcast as well. Those episodes of the Bible Answer Man broadcast are just an appetizer to the conversations on Hank Unplugged. The depth to the topics discussed on Hank Unplugged provides more of what open-minded, serious thinkers want. Thank you, Hank." And literally, I mean, this is, well, not literally, but I don't think there's any hyperbole in saying that we have had an avalanche of these five-star ratings. If you haven't heard Hank Unplugged, you can do so by simply going to equip.org or wherever you consume your favorite podcasts. And like others, go to iTunes and give us a five-star rating, a review, and share the podcast with others. This year, we have also, and this is really big, we have also completely revamped our website and our broadcast studios so that in 2019, we'll be in a position to bring you answers and perspectives via video and other digital media platforms as well. Well, time permitting, much more could be said, but suffice it to say, 2018 has been a remarkably productive year for Kingdom Work through the outreach ministries of the Christian Research Institute. I have to add this somber note that this has been a difficult year for our ministry in many ways as well. In April, Elliot Miller, who was the editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, went home to be with the Lord. Elliot has worked with me side by side for over 30 years and was a tremendous asset to our ministry and to the apologetics community in general. A great writer, a great thinker, a great friend, and the absolute real deal. I can say the same thing about Rick Morgan, our webmaster, who had a major stroke from which he has yet to fully recover. And JL, I think about JL, the wife of Andy Milliken, manager of our fulfillment center, who continues a serious battle with cancer. We've also experienced major financial challenges, and thus I would like to do three things in conclusion. The first is to simply extend my heartfelt thanks to all of you who continue to stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Furthermore, I want to ask those who have not yet given this month to prayerfully consider doing so before year end. We could very, very much use your help. Your giving this December will impact the lives of many, many people around the globe in the coming year. You can give in a safe, secure fashion online at equip.org. or via the mail, as always, at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28 281-2871. 281-2871. Or you can call a resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. And lastly, finally, I want to thank you for your thoughts and prayers during my personal battle with cancer. May our dear Lord richly bless you, not only you, but yours, this Christmas season, and give you a beautiful and bountiful 2019. I so very much appreciate the opportunity to serve you through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And on behalf of our whole staff, again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for standing with me, making a difference, not only for time, but also for all eternity. So long for now.